This podcast is brought to you by thewarhq.co.uk, the online shop that's run by Bolt Action Players, for Bolt Action Players, and to celebrate the sponsorship of this podcast, we are giving you a code for 20% off at the shop and post and packaging for free. So use the code POD21, that's POD21. Now, on with the show, and at the end, go to thewarhq.co.uk. Aloha, it's Paul here from The War HQ with the podcast The War Room, and we are sponsored, as you've heard, by thewarhq.co.uk. So please pop in there, look at the shop, and help them support us, I guess. So today, what are we talking about? Oh, not quite sure, but one thing I am sure about is that subject, which I said I would not talk about again, we're going to talk about again. And it's because I've kind of changed my point of view very slightly on it. So a debate came up on Facebook, which I was included in, with my infamy as that guy who went to LVO with what was taken as a hard list. So basically it was all the same chat about basically, oh, who wants what sort of competitions there are, and how some people take fun lists to competitions and presumably they get beaten and presumably they don't like it, which I completely understand. But I think really the fault in this, or why this debate even comes up, is partly the fault of tournament organisers, partly the fault of individual players, I'm guessing. So if you go to something which is billed as a tournament, and the tournament organiser doesn't place any exceptions on the lists you can bring, or doesn't indicate that certain lists will not be tolerated, or that this is otherwise special in any way, how are players to know what type of lists that tournament organiser is looking for? So can you really blame somebody who turns up at a GT, for example, with the hardest list that they can possibly think of, because this is a grand tournament and you expect it that other people will bring that type of list, when they come up against somebody who is playing a supposedly historical list? Why should they get criticised for that? Now, I play all sorts of lists and I've got no particular beef. I just like playing one-on-one. I'll play most people with anything. I have on occasion just asked people what they want me to bring, and I'm happy to play with that. But I think TOs have a lot to put in here. I think somebody who is trying to organise a big event, which is going to be competitive, should really, I think, be stating that that's the type of lists you will expect here. And if you come with your historical, fluffy, whatever list, don't be surprised when somebody thumps you with something that has been min-maxed. So min-max means just it's a hard list, basically. So don't be surprised. No problem. Come play the event. Have fun. When I play what would be termed as weaker lists, part of the joy for myself and playing that list is seeing how well I can do compared to what I thought I would do, and can I give the other guy a damn good run for his money. Now, on the other hand, if you are playing something like a themed event, so I have been invited to go down to a Monte Carlo themed event. It's Monte Carlo, I wish. I'm starting to think about the Las Vegas Open. A Monte Casino themed event, which sounds like a huge amount of fun. There's going to be lots of little battles on the Saturday, and then on the Sunday we're all coming together for a big battle. And the event, the results on the Saturday will affect what happens in the big battle, Le Monte Cassino, on the Sunday. The TO is asking us to bring along themed lists, so Monte Cassino lists. And that's fantastic. I know what to bring. And, you know, I know because of the nature of the event, it's going to be a fun event. So I'm not necessarily looking to build a list that's strong or whatever. In fact, while we're talking about lists, the bit I like the least in Bolt Action, although funnily enough, I probably, apart from painting, I spend the most time on it, is list building. I would much prefer if somebody just said, there's a list, Paul, go and play it, and then I don't have to make any decisions. So list building is the thing I enjoy the least at Bolt Action, but as I say, it's the thing I kind of spend most of the time on, because I'm always chopping and changing, and oh, will we take that, will we do that, who knows. So, players, you need to think about what competition you're going to. Let's take my example of the Las Vegas Open. And I went to Las Vegas Open. There was no real instruction or indication that it was anything else than a GT. It is billed and has the reputation, rightly or wrongly, of being a very competitive competition. And like any other competition, like going to the Warlord GT, it has that reputation. So when somebody takes a list which is legal and the tournament organiser at no time indicates it may be too much or too overpowered or anything else, one assumes that your list is okay to play. So really, people shouldn't expect anything less when that's what you take. And they're entitled to do exactly the same thing. You know, if Tiho had indicated something different, I would have taken something different. And so, as I say, getting back to the point, because I'm going off track slightly, I think it's up to the TOs to indicate what they're doing. If their event isn't really a GT or a super competitive event, TOs, you need to tell people that's what you're looking for. If it's going to be a themed event, again, you need to tell people what you're looking for. You need to let people know, oh, this will be acceptable, that will not be acceptable. And I think players, you need to look at your events. If you are one of the players that professes to play just for fun, and absolutely nothing wrong with that, I play just for fun myself most of the time. It's only when I get to competitions I play kind of one-on-one. But anyway, if you're going to go to a competition with that kind of mindset and that kind of list, don't get upset when you come across somebody with a really powerful list who beats you. I'm on about it. Spend your time trying to give them the best game you possibly can and make it as difficult for them to beat you as possible. So as I say, on this particular one, I think it's down to the players and it's really down to the TOs. I think TOs need to do a little bit more work in letting players know what they should bring and what they should expect to see. So if you're going to a GT, you should make it clear, hey guys, expect to see some really hard lists. You know, it's going to be what happens. Competitive players tend to come to the more competitive events. For those guys that are running lower key events, TOs, let the guys know that it's a lower key event. And let the guys that are ultra competitive know that you're perhaps going to tell them to go away and think again. And have the nerve to do it. If their list is too strong or inappropriate for your competition, you can do it very nicely. It has been done to me before and very well handled by the TOs that have. And they just say, yeah, it's a nice list. We appreciate you taking the time, but maybe you ought to think about this, this and this, and think about changing your list. You know, what's the problem? So, as I said, that one kind of raised its head again. So, yeah. Will that be the last I say on the subject? Probably not, because my name keeps appearing on Facebook in various casts. I wouldn't mind if I was that good a player, or in actual fact, if I was that competitive. But anyway, we will see. This weekend, I am off down to Nottingham. I'll be going with good friend Dave Nolan, the organiser of World Team Championships in Poland next year in Poznan. So we'll probably bring some news for him. Looking to play a few games against him just so that we can test the merits. Dave is actually a very good player, although only having just taken up bolt action in the last year or so. So they will be very tough games, but I think he's wanting to get an idea of the differences between playing armoured against single platoons or armoured against double platoons, just to give him a bit more handle on that. We're currently working on quite a lot of the rules from rules questions from the WT forum. The team representatives have already started to inundate us with little questions, which is fantastic, and it's amazing. Excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat today. It's amazing how all the different countries kind of have a different norm as to what they do in competitions to other countries. So these questions are really good, and it's going to save a lot of time and disruption of games when we get to Poland to know all these little things and get them cleared up. But something that you think is that I take for granted in this country, I'll get a question from another country's rep going, well, we do this, what do you guys do? And he's like, oh my god, you don't play it like that, do you? But, you know, bolt action is a weird and wonderful world. So, yeah, those questions are... So we've been dealing with a few of those this week. It looks like most of the representatives are getting quite excited about the sign-ups coming soon. They will probably only be a couple of weeks away before we start signing up team captains and teams from countries and looking for small deposits to secure their places. And after that, we should have a bit more idea of numbers and how many teams each country can possibly bring, etc. But on for my weekend, not this weekend, but the weekend after, is going to be the Bolt Action on Tour trip to Arnhem. Really looking forward to that. We're possibly looking to play the largest single game of Bolt Action ever on the Sunday. And when we say ever, we probably mean probably, because there's, I don't think there's any been real work on this, but we're hoping to get upwards of 20 guys playing one game on the Sunday night at Arnhem. So quite looking forward to that. We'll be bringing news, etc. We'll be in Arnhem on Friday, setting up tables for people arriving on Friday. There's no real competition as such, but there's going to be a huge amount of fun games to be played. We're basically, most of the games are going to be bigger games, although there can be smaller games going on as well, depending when people turn up. So basically, during the day, we're going to be out looking at historical sites or doing whatever you want to do. And from about 6 or 7 onwards in the evening, we will be playing Bolt Action on tables that we've already set up. And so it's going to be kind of Bolt Action overload in Holland. So looking forward to that. We'll be bringing, as I say, lots of coverage. Be doing quite a lot of live feed. We, of course, have got Chris Brown, the writer of the Margaret Garden book, there with us. In fact, Chris is the main organiser. I'm the sorcerer's apprentice, if you like, doing the donkey work. Don't know if that's quite right. And we'll be aided, of course, by Chris's wife. So there's all that news and excitement to come. It'll be nice to see the Arnhem drops. They do parachute drops on some of the battle zones. There'll be a lot of reenactors around. Sunday will probably be a memorial of some sort, which might be a little bit sad, but, you know, it's good to remember these things. Lots of M's coming up in the podcast today. And we've got our entries in for Cambridge Too Far. So I've got about 7 tickets. I just need to round up the guys that they are for, find out what armies they're likely to be bringing to that event. So looking forward to Cambridge Too Far this year. I haven't actually looked at the rules pack. I think there's possibly a couple of campaign books which have been disallowed this year. I was wondering if they were going to play generic lists only this year at Cambridge Too Far. Might not be too far away before we see some competitions going generic lists only. But again, we'll see some of the books coming out. The last book out, The Western Desert, there was a lot of special rules, or there seemed to be a lot of special rules for quite a lot of the units, which make things a little bit more complicated from a tournament organiser point of view. And maybe a wee bit more difficult from a competitor point of view. Competitors that don't know the Western Desert book and don't know those special rules may be slightly caught out, which isn't a nice thing if it happens to you. Sometimes it can't be avoided. What else have I been up to since I've been away? I've taken up Jamie Tranter's challenge to do an armoured Warsaw Uprising platoon. Now, unfortunately, there isn't actually a theatre selector for an armoured Warsaw platoon, but I'm going to make one anyway. At the moment, I'll probably just use a German list to allow us to do it, because most of the vehicles were captured vehicles. They, of course, had the famous Kubus, which doesn't have any rules at the moment, but we might be able to find some rules that are appropriate for it. I was thinking maybe using the rules for the 222 for it, just to use the model, but we'll see how that works out. So I've accepted that challenge. Hopefully one or two other people have accepted. I've got a truck which is about 50% completed. I've got a Panther which is black undercoated and is going to be Magda, the name of one of the captured Panthers. I think they had 2 captured Panthers. We've looked at some photographs, and we'll get that painted up very shortly. So that would be the first 2 vehicles. I will do a Hetzer. They had a captured Hetzer. I can't remember its name off the top of me. So we'll have 2 Panthers, captured Hetzer. There is 251 half track. Can't remember, was it called the Silver with the Grey Wolf? So we'll be doing that, and we'll have various trucks. And of course, looking forward to seeing Jamie's models in January. It looks like those models from his Kickstarter will be released. So really excited. Although I promised to take what looks to be an Italian army to Cambridge Too Far, I would really like to take a Polish army to Cambridge Too Far, a Warsaw Uprising army, and let people see Jamie's amazing models. So, yeah, Devil in the Deep Blue Sea. There is a challenge going on at Cambridge Too Far, and that's a desert challenge. So Rommel and the Desert Rats and various other protagonists. Looking to see people bringing those lists. So there might be quite a lot of desert tables, I'm guessing, at Cambridge Too Far this year. Hope so. The tables were really good at Cambridge last year. First 2 games I played were on fairly open tables, comparatively. Nothing wrong with that at all. I enjoy playing on them, and they do give you a different perspective on the game. And then I played one that was quite heavy with scenery. So we had a bit of a contrast going on there. Are you really enjoyed Cambridge Too Far last year? Hopefully I'll play this year, but I don't know whether just to go down and cover it. I'm looking to kind of increase coverage of events, etc., that are going, which probably means I'll be playing less. But we'll see how that goes. Got my ticket for LVO, so looking forward to that. That's the Las Vegas Open. I'm looking forward to going back and seeing friends, etc. there, and having a few beers, and hopefully getting them all drunk before I actually play them, so there's a chance that I'll win a game or two. Not sure what I'm going to take to LVO this year. I've been asked to bring either the Dutch, which I haven't got yet. Hopefully they'll come through very shortly. So either play the Dutch Army, or somebody was wanting me to play the Stalingrad Army again. Now, am I brave enough to take the Stalingrad Army back to LVO? I don't know what the players pack is yet. I have a feeling that Jay, who was a great TO last time, will probably change the pack slightly for this year. And hopefully we'll get a few more players at the LVO this year, because the LVO is an ideal tournament to take the spouse to do whatever she wants to do in Las Vegas. There's lots of shows, lots of shops, that type of thing, and you sneak off during the day for some play. I'm hoping this year it's going to be a two-day tournament rather than a one-day tournament, but details of players pack is actually still to be released. So anyway, looking forward to that. Oh, and I think that's probably about us. So hopefully we'll bring you the next episode. Probably not going to be Sunday night, because I'm not going to be back. So it'll probably be on Monday. And the Monday episode, I've got a feeling we'll have a bit of a chat with Dave about the World Team Championship. So hopefully look forward to seeing you then in a few days, guys. Mahalo for now. And don't forget to pay the warhq.co.uk a little visit. So, you listen to the show. Now it's time to visit thewarhq.co.uk for all your bolt action needs. And remember to use the code POD21, that's P-O-D-2-1, to get 20% off and free postage and packaging. See you in the next show.